I would throw Timberland out there and put Pharrell in. So you saying
that out of Virginia, Pharrell's a better producer than Timberland?
Yes.
How? What are you backing that up with?
Dead in hip hop conversations. Dead in hip hop conversations. We're here with Night Wonder.
What's good, homie?
Dead in hip hop.
Today on Dead in Hip Hop.
Insanity.
Be straight from the D. Bring you the latest on the hip hop minute. Knife Wonder, aka Knifematic, featured on the artist spotlight. And of course, the infamous Dead End Hip Hop conversation. Keep it locked. Hip Hop Minute.
Hip Hop Minute, we got Random Max coming with Black Milk, Guilty Simpson, and Sean Price on the mic. We got Watch the Throne coming March 1st. Don't forget it, Jay-Z and Kanye West, two geniuses at the work, making an album together. Can't miss out on that. Lil Wayne finishing up Carter 4 this week. Look for that to drop sometime in spring. J. Cole, untitled so far, we don't know, but you know he coming with some hot heat from Friday Night Lights. Knife Wonder and Jean Grey, I forgot about that. Knife Wonder supposed to be working with Jean Grey. They supposed to be doing another album together coming out this summer. That's going to be hot. I love Knife Wonder. And then also, we got another Black Milk album after the Random Acts album dropping this month. And then Tribe Called Quest documentary, produced by Michael Rappaport. One of the best groups, like, ever to drop. And we also got Raekwon and Chef coming out, Shaolin versus Wu-Tang coming out in February. Look for that. February the 8th. Don't get me lying, though. And we got Saigon. His album been on shelf for a long time. That's like a detoxing, almost another detox in the making. We got that. The Greatest Story Never Told by Saigon. Check for that. Produced by Just Blaze. He did like about 10, 11 tracks on there. So that's going to be hot. Dead in Hip Hop.
Artist Spotlight.
Dead in Hip Hop Conversations. Atlanta, A3C. We're here with Night Wonder.
What's good, homie?
Peace to the A.
What's good, man?
How you doing?
I'm tired. Yeah, you know, I was here last night. Saw everything, man. The show was phenomenal. All the artists that came up did a great job. Culture and music. You know, real talk, honest, straight from the heart. Let me ask you, the A3C. What is it about the A3C that attracts you? That
brings you here. A3C keeps you humble. Keeps you honest. It reminds you where you came from.
Okay.
No matter who you work with, you know. And it's always important for us as artists to quote unquote make it out, to make it past the threshold. Do I have a 9-to-5 or this my 9-to-5? It is important for us to come back to show the other ones that you can do it. Some festivals, man, some people do festivals and some cats never come back to them. I made it, I don't need to go back.
Yeah.
It's not setting an example for the ones who's trying.
That you mentioned that, because that was one of the things that I picked up last night.
I mean, it's, you know, Some people fall in love with the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I've always been in love with the music. I mean, there's perks that come with being who you are and being successful in this game, but I've always been in love with the music. And so no matter what, you know, it's a chain. Some kids is fans of me, but I'm fans of Evil D. Evil D's fans of somebody, you see what I'm saying? And so, that's the beautiful thing you get to see. Because last night I was a kid, and like, I sat back to, I had to go from Knife One to Buckshot to, Patrick did this when he was 17, when I first heard him got the props. Like, that's, that fast, that jumped back 18 years that fast, and a flash. And that's the beautiful thing about being cool with your predecessors and knowing your predecessors. And, you know, ABC makes that happen. And you mentioned that again. That was also another thing that I saw that, like, you guys also relish and love the music. Like, when tracks come on, you got a rock and bob in your head. And you just mentioned you guys come back as a fan of the music and other artists, shouting out people. Showing love to your predecessor, and the beautiful thing is they showing love back. What's it like to have like a legend like Buckshot, you know, show all of that love to you? Because I know you guys did that project. What is that like?
It's
always humbling, man. It's always. I live a dream life. I know people get it right along to live the life that I've lived in the last 7 years. And I don't take it for granted. It could be taken away tomorrow. But I live for the fact that hip hop is in my veins. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love it regardless. If I'm, you know, if I wasn't who I was, I'd be a kid out here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We done been in the people who's down here.
And Dilla is that Dre, he pretty much built his career off the mainstream, which J Dilla didn't really have a mainstream push and still considered great by other great producers. Pharrell was one of them. Pharrell said that's the best producer. Yeah, Pharrell even said.
I would throw Timbaland out, yeah, and put Pharrell.
Whoa.
So you saying that out of Virginia, Pharrell's a better producer than Timbaland?
Yes.
How? What are you backing that up with?
The man's artistic, man.
And Timberland is it? And Timberland has not created career for Aaliyah, Genuine, Missy, Nelly Furtado. He revived Justin Timberlake. Are you serious? Come on, man.
I don't know, man. Who, okay.
Besides, Pusha T and Malice, who did he put on?
Ooh. But look at the work he's done.
Great. But anybody can make a hot beat for Jay-Z and Jay-Z take it over the top.
No, they can't.
Name one producer that Jay's worked with, a big name producer, that the track wasn't hot, that the record wasn't hot. It's always hot. It's Jay-Z.
So you saying Jay-Z carried the producer?
What I'm saying is,
kind of put Just Blaze and Kanye on the scene, though.
So Just Blaze and Kanye work isn't hot, though. Like, if you strip it down, you're telling me that work isn't hot. Like, you can't ride to it.
They work as hot. But if you don't have the right artist on it, you know what I'm saying? Like, in Fade to Black, when you have Jay-Z, when you got Jay-Z going up there to Timberland, right? And he picked Dirt Off My Shoulder. The other track that Tim played him was the Ludacris track. Exactly. And it's hot. But that didn't get no airplay. It was just a track that was shelved on the record. On the album.
And it ended up being Ludacris joint.
You see what I'm saying? But I'm not saying that if Jay-Z would have took that, it would have been, you know, a top single. I'm not saying none of that. But what I'm saying is, it's a combination of artist and producer. Not every artist style goes with every producer's style.
But I just, when I think of top producer, and if we narrow this down to three, you got Dilla, you got Premier, and then, of course, I think you got to throw in Dre. I just
got to. Yeah, I mean, you said you thought about it, like it was like yeah. You had to think about that. Like,
you don't
Drake,
have to think about
Drake,
that.
Drake in there.
He's in the top three in any producer conversation, hands
yeah,
down.
Because he can make a hip hop record. I mean,
and he can make a classic record.
Yeah, he can.
I agree, Timbaland. I don't feel like he can make a classic record.
Hip hop record. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But Timbaland's the man, though. Like, you can't discredit his body of work over the longevity he's had.
Or was?
I think he still is.
But let's look at Premier though. Been in the game since '89. 639 tracks produced or recorded. Almost, what, 30, 20 a year? You look at the number of artists he's worked with. And you look at the stories that he has as far as and being in the game, man. Like, he's like the guy. Like, people want to hear great artists on Premier stuff. Dilla, too.
But the guy also said that Dilla is like the sickest ever that he ever heard. The guy, the so-called guy. Pharrell said it. I don't think Dre said it, even though they've been in the same room and worked together before, but...
Has anybody asked Dre?
Yeah, nobody ever asked Dre. Dre probably say himself, though. More likely.
Well, what I want to say about Premier, man, is that if you look at his work, if you look at the albums that he's been on, three classic albums, Reasonable Doubt with Jay, Nas Illmatic, and Ready to Die. Three classic albums he's touched.
I know y'all all go into classic albums, because then y'all don't even... Because Dre, almost everything Dre touches classic. So then you don't want to go there.
You say Relapse is classic?
Nah, Relapse isn't classic. But
did you really touch that, though?
Huh? Yeah, I don't even know.
There from track 1 to track 20.
What's the one? Next episode. You know what I'm saying? That stuff is classic, man. You can't... That's what the best producers in hip-hop do.
So Dilla, you know what I'm saying? No classic albums to his credit. What about the early Tribe work that a lot of people probably don't even know he did? Did a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, Dilla didn't get what he didn't start doing Tribe stuff to Beast Rhymes and Life and Love Moment. He didn't do their first three albums. That was all done by Q-Tip and Ali Shahi Muhammad. The first three. But two of Tribe Called Quest biggest, like two or three of them I can say, biggest singles, one of them was produced by Jay Dilla.
So why would Jay Dilla be the greatest of all time?
Said,
over Timbaland, I mean, well, forget Timbaland. Forget Timbaland. Over Dre.
You said forget Timbaland.
Yeah, throw Timbaland out, man.
Why are you dissing Timbaland like that?
I can't
diss Timbaland
like
that, man.
Come on, man. Timbaland?
I know, man, but I just...
He said throw him out.
Throw him out. These last three songs, man. We all knew about Timbaland. We all knew about Premier. Dre. Is Dilla's work, is Dilla's legacy carried by his death? Is that what made him great, or is that what augmented him to the greatness of everybody in this day and age? Because, at least as far as I know, people weren't screaming Dilla's name.
You said people weren't screaming his name?
Not like they are now.
Really? You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. You from the D, though.
I know cats that ain't from the D that was screaming Dilla before he even passed, though. So, I mean, a lot of cats. I mean, just a lot of regular cats like us.